observatories around the world, many of them are very aware, acutely aware, and very worried about this inbound planet. Most of them that have been watching it for a couple decades, others mostly the last 2 or 3 years, have done their research and are arguing amongst themselves as to whether it will cause calamities when it passes. The fact that they're arguing amongst themselves means that the people that don't think calamities will happen during the passage simply haven't done their research.
Dr. Marion Matisse published 2 controversial scientific papers just months after my own brown dwarf suggestion appeared in UFO magazine here in Britain. They independently derived the existence of a massive undiscovered planet orbiting the Sun from statistical analyses of long-period comet data. They have found that the comets were moving towards the Sun in a non-random way, which was suggestive of a large body out there perturbing them from the old comet cloud. One of the interesting aspects of Murray's work is that he predicted the current sky location of the planet, and it turns out to be in the same region of the sky as I had predicted from reading Sitchin's textual quotations. This may be coincidence, of course. Recently, I began researching the work of a chap called John Bagby, an engineer from California who proposed the existence of a massive stellar companion some 20 years ago. Bagby turned his attention to this part of the sky as well, because something out there seemed to be distorting the data coming back from a pulsar. Bagby thinks he even detected the body causing the distortion, but I'm doubtful of this. I think he would have needed access to a major telescope to do this. Even so, that's now 3 of us interested in the same part of the sky, all arriving at our conclusions from entirely different directions. So whether that's a coincidence...
Recent speculation about another body in our solar system has increased. And indeed, these theories come from multiple directions.
Back in 1973, I was advised by a friend of mine in New York City to read Worlds in Collision by Dr. Velikovsky. I just finished reading Atlantis, the Antediluvian World by Ignatius Donnelly, and was just enthralled with all of this. And I became one of the original members of the Velikovsky movement, the Kronos movement.